Time to check in with Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall.
Boy, it was chilly at my house this morning.
You don't have to tell me. I warned you about that on Friday.
36 when I woke up, 38 when I left. And, of course, I decided on Sunday morning, I said, you know what, this is ridiculous. I'm turning the furnace off. There's no way that I should have my furnace on the 1st of June. And so, of course, I turn it off, and this morning it's 36 degrees outside, and getting a shower this morning was a very tricky proposition, Matt.
I did turn my heat off, too, so it's a little bit on the chilly side here, but that's it. I mean,
That's it. How about yesterday with the wind, I tell you? Listen to this. I was sitting on my back porch, Pat, and I have two tables set up with umbrellas, okay? And the umbrellas were up, but they were only up about three-quarters of a way. And everything was fine, and all of a sudden, poof, one of the umbrellas with a gust of wind takes off like the SpaceX rocket, goes straight up, goes over the corner of my house, and as I was saying earlier this morning, I'm praying, please don't come down and hit my neighbor's car. Please, please, please. And it didn't. It dropped face down into the ground on the side of my house. It got a big hole in it, but other than that, it's still okay. But boy, was it windy yesterday.
Yep, it was windy yesterday. That's why I picked Saturday to go to the lake. It was just beautiful at the lake on Saturday. Really beautiful.
Gorgeous.
What'd you think of my redone cabin?
Now, it looks great. Is that a new deck in front?
Yes.
The deck looks great.
Yeah. There were steps going right out, jutting out, and hated it. So I said to him, if you got to move the steps around, you know, the other way, could you add a deck to it where I could put the barbecue?
Looks great. It looks absolutely great. And the rest of the cabin looks great, too. They really did
a beautiful job.
It looks bigger.
Everyone said that, yeah. They really did a beautiful job. They were up there Saturday. They were cleaning up, taking everything out of the cabin. They did a beautiful, beautiful job. And I was so proud of my friend David, who literally took our, it's a hand pump, a pitcher pump, they call it, right? A pitcher pump. Took that all apart. And let me tell you, that pump has never worked as well. No more priming. Water's freezing cold coming out of it. So he got that done for me, and then he hooked up my refrigerator and my gas stove. We pushed that back. That was all working fine. I mean, it's all coming together. That's all. So now all we have to do is hope. I mean, I don't see how the only way that mice would get in that cabin is they would have to enter through the porch screen door and then the kitchen door. Because everything else has been really blocked.
Well, they're going to love the deck. They can sun themselves on the deck.
Yeah, I'll let them sun themselves. Well, anyhow, you will have sun to start, but then cloudy periods this afternoon. It'll be breezy, not as windy as yesterday. The highs today will only be in the mid-60s, about 10 degrees below normal. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. You're in the upper 40s, so already a big change. Now, warm front will be working our way Tuesday, so I don't really think it's going to be partly sunny. I think it's going to be more cloudy, and the highs will be in the low 70s, and then the warm front will pass. So if there are any early showers Wednesday morning, it'll turn hazy and warm, and there could be a shower or thunderstorm late in the day with high temperatures easily around 80 degrees. Thursday, we're in the 80s, partly cloudy with the shower or thunderstorm, and we stay in the 80s with the shower or thunderstorm on Friday. So a cool start, but a warm finish to the week.
And what about the advanced look at the weekend? Does it look like it's going to stay warm?
If the front on Friday goes through the way it should, it would stay relatively warm and nice. If the front stalls, you may have to put up with some wetness on Saturday.
All right,
and then Sunday would be the better of the 2 days. Still too early to say.
So now you're concerned about your mice. So last night, I forgot I didn't make the logs for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for the radio station. You don't make the logs. There's nothing on the air. So I get up and I'm sitting at my computer and it's right by a big front window that I have. Okay, and I'm typing in the cat. All of a sudden, it's going crazy. And I look out, and can you come across the street? It's the big bear.
Uh-oh.
And it comes up right to the window.
Oh, no.
He was walking by the window, but then he stopped, looked in the window, and then he turned and went back the way he came. So then I went and saw if my bear cam got it, and it did, and I posted it up on Facebook. And the scary thing about the bear cam is, like, when you're inside the house, you can't hear them. But the bear cam gives you all the sounds. And I don't know whether the sound was him licking his chops or just breathing heavy, but it's a she, because it always is got a smaller bear with it, unless they're bridal. But I think it's a she. But boy, that was interesting to see. Right, looking in the front window, and when you stand there, Pat, I'm sitting 2 feet away from the front window, and the bear is only about a foot away. So really, there's, even though you've got a house in between you, there's only 3 feet.
That's scary.
That is. That was more scary than being outside and meeting it and being able to get in my car.
And meanwhile, all it did was look at you and then just kept going away, yeah?
It was a quick look and then, yeah, turned around. Automatically turned around and went the other way.
So, I mean, what's the possibility that it would, you know, try to break your window and come in?
If I had windows open and there was a smell of food, yes,
it would be in.
But my house is hermetically sealed, so because I don't like bees, so
right.
so there. And when I have garbage that has to go, it goes in the back of my edge, and then it's sealed in there. Yeah, and then I, you know, take it to the transfer station and stuff. So, but it's still interesting. I think I'm on a path where bears feel safe walking by. So
obviously. Well, I think that's scary. There haven't been any reports of bear up at the lake, so that's a good thing. I know they're there, but that's a good thing. And there were a lot of people up on Saturday. You know, a lot of people up on Saturday.
Were they wearing their masks?
I really didn't see too many people with masks. No. You know, I guess they look at it the way they look at it is that as long as they're practicing safe distance, is not a problem.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah. And, you know, and most people were like my friend Bob, who has a cabin across the lake. He rode over and I was in the cabin and he rode over and he stayed outside the cabin and spoke to me through the screen porch.
Ah, there you go.
You know, and, you know, and he just, you know, he was commenting on how nice it looked and the whole bit. And I said, yep. Yeah. You know, and then I still have work to do, you know, inside. My friend David, remind me, I got to talk quickly about, before I go back to my cabin, let me talk about the tropics. There is a tropical depression in the Pacific side, south of the Yucatan, and it's A, but it is going to weaken and move across the Yucatan and wind up in the Gulf of Mexico. When it does,
it's going to reform.
If it redevelops, then it will take an Atlantic name and not a Pacific name. So if it becomes a tropical storm, that will be Cristobal. And we talked about this last week, that all the ingredients are there for something in the Gulf of Mexico this week to develop. So we'll be watching that for you. Okay, so nothing very, very immediate. So it's days and days away. So we'll watch that. But my friend David said, Pat, instead of painting the inside of your cabin, which is all wood, you know, just regular wood. He said there are knots in there and things like that. He said, why don't we just put pine over it? We'll get slats of pine. I said, but that's a huge job. He goes, not really. I'll bring my table saw over. He said, you'll do the cutting. I have an air gun. He said, and I'll, you know, boom, 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 nail them up. I said, you know what? You're willing to do it. I'm willing to spend the money and do it. So we did everything else. Marshall, we might as well do that.
There you go. Now, the person next to you has a big house.
That's the one we don't talk to.
Jeez, that's big.
You see that?
It's a regular-sized house.
Right, and her cabin before that was the size of mine. And she swears that she didn't make her cabin any bigger. She just made it higher.
I don't know.
Well, let me tell you. That's the other thing. And they took part of our land when she did it. She claims it wasn't. I mean, it just, the whole thing just mounted and mounted and mounted through the years. So I'm just as well that not talking to her. And that's why I moved the entrance to the other side. Because when you see that deck and steps, that used to be between us and her.
Yeah.
And we'd come down, you know, between the two cabins. And I don't even want to be bothered. So I made it on the other side.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get. Well, we're out of time here, Pat.
Yes.
You have to get on and speak to other stations.
I do. And you enjoy the weather.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Bye,
Roger. Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.